10% for everybody, so for sure there one is going to be charged. The other one, they're still looking at, so he might be charged a little later.
Yeah, he was on the service for it.
Today, I'll be.
8:31 on the clock. Let's call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation, Jurgens Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byer, Setzer. First thing on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the agenda.
So moved to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. Seven.
Kathy.
Oh. 7-0 to approve. Next is I need a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I'd move to approve the minutes.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments for the public and requests for future agenda items. Move on. I need a motion to open up a public hearing. This is regarding tax exemptions.
I would move to open up a public hearing to approve or disapprove tax exemption on vehicles owned by a qualifying nonprofit organization, No Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. We're in a public hearing. And this is application for exemption. Again, as Denny said, Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church. 223 North 8th. It's for a, it looks like a van. What's a GOS? G-O-S. Motor vehicle make. Body type cutaway. Transporting children and their to sister congregations and Lutheran school. Looks like the vehicle property amount would be $57. I don't know what a.
I can see what they wrote.
Yeah, it just doesn't. I'm assuming it's a vehicle. Cutaway. Is it convertible? A cutaway?
Old behind trailer.
Is a van? Okay. Would you look at the VIN number to figure that out? How'd you know that?
She just knows.
Okay.
I would move to approve the exemption for the vehicle owned by Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church.
We'll close. Need a motion to close the public hearing, and then we'll accept that motion.
That's right.
Move to close.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Hill. To close the public hearing.
No, Denny.
7-0. Yes, Denny.
Okay, I would move to approve the tax exemption for Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Jurgens to approve. Any discussion? Vote. 7-0. Next, approved tax correction slips 26 through 29. Does anybody see these? No, what is happening that way? Take a second to look at it. Thank you. motion to approve?
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Patty.
Basically, we just got everything done with the valuation process. These valuations, I think, will be the final ones that yesterday was the day for everybody to have them done, and we had to have these for you by September 1st, and you don't meet again. So the only thing that there could possibly be a correction on is the state is still working on pipelines that are under the annexation properties. So there could be maybe a little bit of an amendment to the city of Beatrice on this valuation, but I'll bring that back if they discover that there's anything going on there. They have to contact the pipeline that's underneath there and then let us know what the value is. So this year the annexation properties came into the city, and so that would be on, that would reflect in the Beatrice city, and then the township a little bit would go away from them. So
Patty, is this about that around that 12-point-something% increase what we...
You know, I didn't do the total increase. We did lose a little valuation on pipelines, but from the time before, because the 12% was just on the real estate side of it.
Oh, okay.
When we did that, that was just on the real estate. Personal did go up a little bit, and pipelines, so I would say overall it's probably still about the same, but I'd have to double-check from last year to this year. We just got these done because some of the counties have to send the valuations over to us, like Philly Fire. It involves Johnson County, and Lancaster Cortland Fire involves Lancaster. So I had to call and get their valuations. I'd have to just double check that, Myron, for sure.
Just quick math here. It looks like about 11.3% going off county valuation from last year was $2 billion, roughly. Gosh, that sounds weird to say.
I know.
Sorry.
It could be hard on a calculator,
so,
too.
About $2.086 billion, and then this year would be $2.322 billion. So just the simple math, quick and dirty, is about 11% increase. What else?
That's basically it for us. We have to prove all this stuff, but then... We're just starting to look at the new values that are coming out now, looking at our sales databases and finding out where we got to go for the next year. We just get done and we start in again, so reviewing sales and everything. So, of course, then we'll go into the consolidation of the tax rates and the levies and all that.
We've had some more really high sales here, haven't we?
There's a 16, well, I was told of a $16,000 one, but it isn't in Gage County. So maybe a Saline York somewhere over that way. I haven't really seen for sure, but I have workshop next week. I have a lot of hours to get in, so I'll be in school next week. So need some Mountain Dew, I guess.
So maybe take a few minutes here and just awfulize and sit around and say, okay, you hear about what potentially if valuation drops. You know, let's run that scenario. What if it drops? Now, is there any...
Is that
myth or urban legend, you know, with sales continuing to go on? But you hear about, well, what if valuation drops? What are public bodies going to do? You know, again, sit around and awfulize. Let's just maybe talk through that a few minutes.
What happens is we're looking at three-year average. So right now I can tell you that 1 year has dropped off, and farm ground still does not. If we're going to the ag, and we're always going back to the ag, and I hate that, but that's the one that is thriving right now. So when we drop a year off and then a new year comes on, you know, we still see a median ratio that we need to go by that shows that it's still low. Now what concerns me is if all of a sudden you've got a year where all these sales start to drop, especially on the ag, because that's, you know, residential's been kind of there all along. We haven't really raised. We haven't really, you know. The thing is, we're always behind. You know, so it's not going to drop as fast as what maybe it drops for the people. It won't drop as fast unless they change something in the way that we do the valuation process. So in the looks of things with the sales, and like I said, that's why we have to go through and critique everything, and we got to make sure that it's selling for this amount of acres is on that farm. I do some calling around, you know, was it broken off for an acreage, some of those types of things that we clean up all the sales now. But in cleaning those up and with 1 year off, I'm still not hitting the ratio on ag. So for one more year, it tells me that we're still probably going to see an increase there. Now, you know, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, so I can't tell you for sure what will. But, you know, if there comes a time when things start dropping, you're not going to see it drop here that quickly because you're in that three-year cycle. And that's going to be really hard for the public to understand if we get to that point. So I'm not so worried about res or commercial because it's just been, you know, I think residential's starting to pick up, you know, slowly. Things are starting to get a little bit better, but they're not completely there yet. So, but that's kind of the scenario. And then whether the state will address it at that time, I don't know, because that's the way the law is written right now. So I don't see that changing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We want a good amount of sales that take place so we get a good handle, you know, on what's going on. So, and I think with the ag land this year, we had 115, 118 in Area 1, but we only had like 15 in Area 2. So then we go into Pawnee County, and we actually borrow sales to kind of put in with ours to make sure that things are looking, you know, just not like crossing a county line. Does that make a difference? So.
Well, there are some people specifically in the governor's mansion that would like to push more down to the local governments, county boards, and the city councils, and but the legislature has not gone along with that, and, of course, their committee is studying our whole structure at this point on what we're going to do. So what effect that's going to have locally as far as property taxes, we just wait and see, but hopefully it can't happen real fast, so. And I think they're mindful of how that affects the people they represent all over the state of Nebraska.
Well, in the 30-some years that I've been here, I've never really seen this type of a situation where what is a property really worth out there in the residential? Because they're all over the place. You know, some of them have been foreclosures, which aren't considered good sales, but then some of them have been just sales that people are probably in distress. They need to get out from underneath their property, and they're carrying their mortgage with them. So, you know, it's very hard on a mass appraisal type to really know, you know, why some of these properties have sold so cheap, because it was definitely a buyer's market in the last couple of years.
There was discussion at one point that a foreclosure typically wasn't a good sale, but there were so many that actually created a market,
right,
and they were valid.
There was a thing, is it valid enough to say that, you know, that's the market?
Yeah, it's a foreclosure market.
I don't know. Like I said, it's been difficult for the assessors just because they're so erratic, you know. And you can buy a nice ranch-style house, especially in the smaller towns, for $30,000 that once were valued at $70,000. And so, plus you've got, you know, older people that are getting out from underneath them too and stuff. So it's been an interesting year or an interesting couple of years, so. But next week we go to a workshop, and I have to have 60 hours of continuing ed to keep my certificate active, so I got some schooling to get under my belt. So.
You're going back to school, too.
You are?
You're riding the bus?
No, I don't think so. That's to Kearney. That'd be a long ride.
All right, good discussion. Any other things for Patty? Any other discussions about equalization? Seeing none, we will adjourn